My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. An older America does not mean a less innovative America. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the Moody's rating agency has issued what's called a negative outlook for China's government debt while stopping short of a rating downgrade. This says China's economic growth slows and the real estate industry there labors under a mountain of debt. Here's Leanna Byrne, Marketplace, BBC.
When a credit ratings agency rates your creditworthiness, it's saying that you're a safe bet or you're not so safe a bet. So when one of the biggest agencies downgrades your government credit rating, it's a big deal. Moody's just downgraded China's rating over worries about the economy and a shaky property market. It's the first change to China's outlook since 2017. Moody's is predicting slower growth and expects its GDP to be 4% in 2024, the same again in 2025, and averaging at 3.8% from 2026 to 2030. China's not thrilled with this new rating, but its finance ministry says it's planning a trillion yuan boost by year end to counter it. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
Now to a major deal shaking up the telecommunications world this morning. AT&T is awarding a massive wireless infrastructure contract to Ericsson of Sweden. Nokia of Finland also tried for this but didn't get it. You've heard of open source software. This one is about open source hardware that'll keep our devices connected. Marketplace's Henry Epic reports.
AT&T's deal with Ericsson will rely on what's known as Open RAN. Basically, that means the companies will build out a wireless network using technology that can come from a lot of different suppliers, instead of relying on proprietary equipment from a handful of companies. AT&T claims that approach will bring down costs and allow it to more quickly adapt to new wireless technology. Still, Ericsson is the big winner here. It's in line for up to $14 billion from AT&T over the next 5 years. The company's shares rose on the news. On the losing end is rival Nokia, which was reportedly competing for the AT&T contract. And though the company says it will still do some business with AT&T, Nokia stock is slumping this morning. It's a second major blow to the Finnish company's foothold in the U.S. Nokia also lost out on a deal with Verizon in 2020. I'm Henry App for Marketplace.
Now, it seems the telecom industry has struggled to explain this wireless approach that is welcoming to equipment from many different vendors. One company put out a press release that put it this way, quote, Open RAN is about disaggregated RAN functionality built using open interface specifications between elements. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture, if you will, Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell under Bluetooth headphones. He's scowling at accounts of policymakers complaining how aging demographics might hurt America's creativity and innovation, even as he listens to a rich playlist of music created by artists who are not in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s. The guy with the headphones, who's written a lot about fully engaged older people, joins us now. Hello there.
Good morning, David.
All right, Chris, let's hear your music argument.
All right, here it goes. Society doesn't appreciate how many artists continue to create well into their later years. And we have some recent examples that highlight how creativity can flourish over the long haul. Take the Rolling Stones and their new album, Hackney Diamonds. Mick Jagger, he's 80 years old. Keith Richards, 79. So let's listen to their new song, Whole Wide World.
All right, so the Stones have announced a new tour, and other not-so-spring chickens have the creative juices flowing. Dolly?
Dolly Parton, age 77, and she recently released her first rock album, Rockstar, which features both original songs and covers with an incredible roster of performers. Now, here's Dolly from her song, Rockstar.
It's a wild album full of wild partnerships. So let's see. Bonnie Raitt, age 73, got a Grammy last year for Just Like That. 71-year-old Bruce put out a 2020 album, Letter to You. But what does their creative output tell us about prospects for the wider economy, given this aging population? Most of us aren't creating original art that speak to huge audiences.
Well, I think once again, David, you know, musicians and artists, you know, they're uniquely positioned to point the way of the broader culture, where we're going. So instead of wringing our hands over an aging population, policymakers and corporate leaders should concentrate on coming up with ways that keep older workers productively engaged in the workforce and on the job longer. And the payoff, scholarly evidence and plenty of accumulated anecdotes, which we just listened to, you know, they show that inventiveness doesn't disappear with the accumulation of birthdays. But workers have to be given the opportunity to exercise their creativity over time.
And you've reported on this, you've written a lot about this. There is a firm tradition of people taking their accumulated skills and wisdom of years and starting new lucrative ventures in what others might have considered, quote, retirement years.
Yeah, so this 55 to 64-year-old age group has accounted for about a quarter of all new entrepreneurs in recent years. The share of self-employed as the main job that rises dramatically with age. Put it this way, David. We have an extraordinary chance to rethink what it means to grow old.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.
P.S. Clint Eastwood is out there right now directing a film called Juror Number 2 at the age of 93. Our producers are James Graham, Liz Mai, Naomi Rainey, Olivia Watson, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Senior producer, Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.